is Brandon O'Brien, Assistant Editor of Leadership, and I'm meeting today with David Swanson in the Logan Square neighborhood of Chicago. It's up in the north central part of the city. David is now a regular contributor to Out of Ur. You might recognize his name from the monthly installments of, I think, Urban Exile is what we're calling that. David is now pastor of community life at New Community Covenant Church in Logan Square. He's recently moved from the Chicago suburbs to this urban setting, and we'd like to talk to him for just a few minutes about his experience and that change. So the first thing I'd like to ask is a little bit about the values of the people that you're ministering to. And a part of the church growth plan was to identify the values of target demographic, what people are interested in, what they consider important, and then to try to kind of cater to those in certain ways. And among those, for example, in the suburbs, the target demographic tends to be educated. They tend to be professionals. They like contemporary culture, contemporary music. Personal wellness and self-improvement are important to them. And the church then responds, you know, in ways that kind of scratch those itches. And I'm curious to hear from you what the kind of corresponding values are in this Logan Square community.
The question is, I think it's a great question, and it's a complex one for me to think about. There's been, over the last number of years, some shifts that have happened between urban centers and our suburban areas in our country, so that it can be a little tricky to say, well, this is what folks in the suburbs are like and what they desire, and this is what people in urban settings. There's a pretty well-known sociologist who wrote an article a month or so ago where he calls this trend demographic inversion, where whole populations are shifting from suburbs to urban centers and vice versa, where maybe immigrant populations are bypassing the city to move right into the suburbs, where younger professionals are moving back into the city, and of course it's more nuanced than that, but it makes the question for me a little complicated. I think you're right. There was this movement that targeted suburban churches and really did identify people's felt needs, as it were, and like you said, pretty successfully. For the folks in our church, we're a younger congregation. Most people in their 20s, early 30s. Pretty racially diverse, ethnically diverse congregation. Most folks college educated, young professionals, so in that way not a lot of class diversity. But I would say some of the things, just after having been here for a few months, are strong interest in justice. It's pretty easy to get people in our congregation to show up to a cause. Identifying an injustice in the public school system. Gentrification is a huge issue in the city of Chicago, people being more or less forced out of their neighborhood because they can no longer afford property taxes as other people move in and increase those taxes. People will show up for those kinds of things. There's a rally coming up this Sunday, put on by some young community organizers in the city of Chicago, where they're pushing for a constitutional convention to be voted on at the upcoming election. And again, these are things our people are aware of in this church. They're aware of this constitutional convention. I was not. This was new information to me. So I would say politically aware in ways that are more nuanced maybe than I was used to. So kind of the church culture that I came up in and certainly the suburban environment where I pastored previously, there is a political awareness that tends to be driven by a couple of issues, and that stereotypically, for the congregations that I've kind of been a part of, generally aligned with one party, maybe more of a conservative bent for politics. And certainly there's some of that in this church, but I would say people are aware of more issues when it comes to politics, and a lot of local issues, as opposed to just the broad, big-scale, national level. People in our church are really interested in how policies are going to impact their neighborhoods, their public school systems, property taxes, those kinds of things. There's a high value on relationships in the congregation. So we have people in our church who will literally purchase a home in a neighborhood because other folks from that church are in that in that neighborhood. A number of people in our congregation who are kind of living in intentional community together, who are, have purchased a home that's bigger than maybe they could afford, but with the idea that there's other people from the church who are going to be living and contributing to the rent, to the mortgage. That's not uncommon. And coming from a suburban environment where value was on individualism, on your time, on your space, on not asking too much of people, it's been a shift to see that level of commitment to relationships, to doing life together, to ministering together. Ethnic diversity, people are very, I would say, committed to not just the idea of ethnic diversity, but the hard work of what that means, which for our congregation means hard conversations about race, racism. But it seems like people are willing to have those kinds of congregation or those kinds of conversations, are willing to go to some of those more difficult areas. It can be challenging to create safe spaces for those things to happen, but it's a value. People are showing up to church on Sunday wanting to have that conversation. That's a new experience to me. One other thing I would say, Brandon, about that first question. People want to be challenged. In our church, in this kind of urban setting, there's no question of injustice in our in our city. There's no question in racism. There's no question in kind of some of the ugly history of the city of Chicago. For those folks who maybe aren't aware of Chicago's history, it tends to be a pretty divided city between North Side, South Side, and even different neighborhoods are pretty divided. So people show up on Sunday aware of these things. There's not the suburban myth that everything is okay, that the playing field is totally level for everybody, that if you work hard enough, you can have sort of your slice of the American dream. People aren't bringing that with them at the church on Sundays. And so people desire to hear from the pulpit, from their pastors, from their leadership, an acknowledgement of that, and a challenging of that, both on a systemic level, kind of that more prophetic voice to the city of Chicago, to our nation even, but also then on an individual level. People are wanting to be challenged in their own lives about how they need to change or about how they're called to live differently as Christians. Because they know there's this need. They know there's this kind of ugly reality. A lot of people in our congregation are having conversations with people of different ethnic backgrounds and kind of being clued into some different versions of American history maybe than they came up with. And so they want to know, how does the gospel speak to that? And they figure it might hurt a little bit. There may need to be some challenging. Does that make sense?
One thing that makes me think of is that there seems to be lately a trend toward privileging almost urban ministry. It's become really popular to bash the suburbs.
Absolutely.
And books about death by suburb.
Yes.
And all that kind of thing.
Yes.
What would you say is maybe the dark side of urban ministry, in the sense that, you know, in a suburban setting, you think of the dark side being materialism, apathy, people are comfortable, they don't want to be challenged, they want to be coddled or whatever.
Yeah.
What are maybe the corresponding problems in this setting for you?
I'm sure there's a lot of similarity. I mean, certainly there's plenty of people in our congregation who grew up in the suburbs and who, because of sort of that romantic vision that you just articulated, moved into the city, you know, wanting to live somewhere where they could walk places, having neighbors who they got to know, not feeling some of that suburban disconnect that a lot of younger folks grew up experiencing. So there's no question that things like consumerism remain a really big challenge. In our church, we have a lot of younger professionals, and so they're starting off life, and single folks, a lot of them, with some disposable income, and plenty of ways to spend that money in the city of Chicago.
Sure.
So there's no question about that. There is in Chicago, like I said before, this tendency to kind of live in particular neighborhoods based on class and race. Mm-hmm. And so even as our church raises this value of ethnic diversity, plenty of our folks live in areas where they're mostly surrounded with other Asian folks, other Black folks, other white folks, Hispanic folks, etc. And as much as we want to say that we're an ethnically diverse church, and we are on a Sunday morning, how much of that plays out during the week, after people leave their jobs, and what are they doing with free time? So that I would say is a significant issue for us. I think that there is for us this issue of the gospel and social justice and how these things come together.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if this is just in an urban environment, but I would say that there is this tension for us where, again, like I said before, there's no questions, there are social ills to be addressed. And we don't have to convince our people about that. They're aware of that. Ha ha ha.